DRP logic. DRP system logic translates DC demand into planned order releases for use in centralized DC or factory master scheduling. It uses time phase netting of requirements, net requirements per period or bucket. Each item carried in stock at each DC would have its own DRP grid for scheduling interchannel or other sources of resupply. For example, if there are three DCs that each carry 200 SKUs, this would require 600 planning grids. Exhibit 2-25 shows a partially completed DRP grid. Exhibit 2-25, DRP grid, prior to planned orders. The line items of the DRP grid are defined as follows: week or other time period. Timing drives all DRP activities, so DRP organizes everything into time buckets or chunks of time, such as a week, but it could also be a day, a month, or longer. A grid could also be more granular as it gets closer to the present, like days for the current week, then weeks for a given number of weeks, and then months. The first day of any period longer than a day is usually set as the point when the gross requirement is considered to be due. Actual orders, for example, DC resupply orders, are due on the date specified on the order, however. Gross requirements. The gross requirements for the item come from demand forecasts, backlogged customer orders, and resupply orders from downstream DCs. The databases that contain due dates and item quantities are summarized here in quantities per time bucket. Regional DCs might have their gross requirements based solely on resupply orders from satellite warehouses, while retail gross requirements come almost entirely from forecasts. Scheduled receipts. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a scheduled receipt as an open order that has an assigned due date. An open order in DRP is a resupply order that has been released. Also called DRP in transit receipts, these are the total released replenishment orders for the item during each time bucket. They are considered firm commitments and thus are included in counts of on-hand inventory. All orders need to have a discrete order number, a list of items shipped in their quantities, and a due date. These can be DC supply orders, orders to replenish supply from a parent to a branch DC. In Exhibit 2-25, the 100 units in Week 2 are an example of this type of order. These 100 units appear as a planned order receipt for the same period until the order is released. At that time, they are removed from the planned order receipt field and added here. Note that these 100 units were ordered prior to the start week of the current DRP planning grid. Postponement orders. Goods from value-added providers doing light assembly, break bulking, sorting, kitting, etc. Supplier purchase orders. Products and their quantities purchased from suppliers. Projected available balance, PAB. The projected available balance is an inventory balance projected into the future. It is the current plus projected inventory that will be available in the time period. When the PAB in a given period falls to a negative value or below the safety stock level, the DRP supply of inventory must be reevaluated. It does this in week 3 in the exhibit. The PAB is calculated as follows, with examples from the exhibit. Note that for week 1, beginning inventory, on hand or opening balance, is used and thereafter it is the prior period's PAB. Net requirements. A negative PAB creates a net requirement for the same number of units. This is an important field in the DRP grid because it indicates when demand exceeds projected supply and thus triggers a need to reorder. Net requirements are calculated as follows. Note that planned order receipts are not included. Note also that safety stock minimum amounts trigger a net requirement in the same way 0 units PAB would when no safety stock is held. DRP planned order receipts. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a planned order from the perspective of an MRP system, but it serves a similar function in DRP. A suggested order quantity, release date, and due date created by the planning system's logic when it encounters net requirements and processing material requirements planning. In some cases, it can also be created by a master scheduling module. Planned orders are created by the computer, exist only within the computer, and may be changed or deleted by the computer during subsequent processing if conditions change. Planned orders at one level will be exploded into gross requirements for components at the next level. Planned orders, along with released orders, serve as input to capacity requirements, planning to show the total capacity requirements by work center in future time periods. Note that to be more precise, references to the computer could be replaced by DRP software. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a planned order receipt as the quantity planned to be received at a future date as a result of a planned order release. Planned order receipts differ from scheduled receipts in that they have not been released. A DRP system automatically generates a planned order receipt when the PAB will go negative or below safety stock. This order has not yet been sent to the DC, value-added provider or supplier, so it is not yet included in the scheduled receipts. The system schedules the planned order receipt to arrive in the period when demand will go negative. It also conforms the ordered lot size, minimum order quantity, and other predetermined rules. DRP planned order releases. As with the term planned order, the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a planned order release from the perspective of an MRP system, but it serves the same function in DRP. A row on a material requirements planning table that is derived from planned order receipts by taking the planned receipt quantity and offsetting it to the left by the appropriate lead time. This is the scheduled period to release the planned orders based on the lead time offset. The offset is always to earlier periods and becomes a prompt in that period for the planner to release the order. In DRP, the lead time offset is primarily the transportation lead time from the point of supply to this DC. Exhibit 2-26 shows how an order for 100 units is planned to be released in week 1 for receipt in week 3 due to the 2-week lead time. Exhibit 2-26, DRP grid with planned orders. The order is for 100 units because the net requirement of 60 units exceeds the lot size of 50 units, so 2 lots are ordered. This then recalculates the PAB to leave 40 units after the 60 units of net requirements are accounted for. The net requirements are also recalculated, but only based on changes to the PAB. Therefore, the 60 units in week 3 remain the net requirement, but since week 3's PAB is now 40 units, the net requirements now factor this in for week 4. Exhibit 2-27 shows how this process would continue to the extent of the planning horizon, and thus no negative values will appear in the chart anywhere. Notice that the planned order receipt in week 8 requires 3 lots, or 150 units. Note also that a key area for logistics cost reduction would be to specify the minimum order quantity and or lot size to account for net transportation cost savings versus inventory holding costs. For example, rather than ordering 100 units each week, if 1,000 units equal the truckload, then this might be ordered and the inventory level would then be drawn down over the weeks, rather than making weekly orders. Any decision to use a TL lot size would need to be evaluated against the holding cost of a higher level of average inventory and against the cash investment required to purchase a larger lot size. The example here is more of a just-in-time scenario. Exhibit 2-27, DRP grid completed. Note that for items with safety stock, the planned order receipts and corresponding releases would be scheduled whenever the PAB will go below the minimum safety stock level, rather than when it will go negative. Another key feature of a DRP system is that the system automatically generates gross requirements for parent DCs or linked providers or other suppliers when planned order receipts and releases are generated by branch DCs. These in turn automatically generate MPS orders in the form of gross requirements for that system. Starting from the gross requirement, when the gross requirement is not covered by the PAB, the system generates an MPS order, taking into account the lot size policy. Exhibit 2-28 illustrates DRP logic using distribution centers, A and B, a central supply location, and a master schedule grid for a factory. Exhibit 2-28, DRP grids feeding factory MS grid for a single SKU. Source, APIC CPIM Basics of Supply Chain Management. Planned order releases for the same product SKU from DCs A and B are released to central supply according to each DC's demand requirements and lead times. In the exhibit, DC A and DC B release planned orders in week 6 for 400 and 500 units respectively. Central supply has a 3-week lead time, the projected available balance of 500 units, and a lot size, order quantity of 600 units. Therefore, to fill the planned order releases of 900 units, Central Supply releases a planned order for 600 units in week 3 to the factory to account for the 3-week lead time and lot size, which will leave a projected available balance of 200 units, equal to its safety stock requirement. Central Supply's planned order release of 600 units becomes a gross requirement in the factory's master schedule grid. This allows the distribution center's time phase requirements to be factored into the factory's master production schedule.